You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have Professor Peter Lyon. I'm on the phone as per on a Monday. Are you there, Peter?
I am there, yes indeed.
Hello, hello, hello. Of course, John's here as well.
Hi, Peter.
Very good. Yeah, hello there, hello there.
So, a very, very heavy issue this afternoon.
Yes, and it's strange that really I don't think I've seen anything. Oh, I think one short story in newspapers about this, but Charlie Gard, the little boy in Great Ormond Street Hospital in London, which is the top hospital for kids in England, is just the centre of huge, huge public attention. We've had statements from the Pope, and we've had a tweet from President Trump, and we've had everybody who's anybody has gotten in the act, except that we have not offered Starship Hospital, which may say something.
Wait, now, do they want to come to New Zealand?
So, Charlie Gard is a little boy who's suffering from something called mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome, which I have no idea what it is, but only 16 people in the world have ever suffered from this, and so there's not exactly an established treatment.
Right.
And Great Ormond Street Hospital, after this child was born, I think, in August last year, so about 10 months old. The hospital has said, we've got nothing more we can do. We want to turn off the ventilator. And the parents have taken it to every court, right to the European Court in Strasbourg. And been turned down, and Great Ormond Street has won. But meanwhile, the Pope has offered Italian hospitals, Trump has offered any American hospital, and the equivalent of Give a Little has raised $1.3 million to send them to the States.
So is that problem solved, right? They go to the States and then they live their lives? Or?
Well, I mean, you know, who would know whether there is any treatment to actually deal with it? I have no idea. But what is very interesting is the extent to which this really difficult classic problem of the conundrum of what to do about a little child and the turning off of ventilators and machines that keep a child alive. How much massive public attention this has awoken across the States and across the kind of moral campaigning groups who seem much more active in America than elsewhere, I guess.
Do you think I'm just really confused about how the hospital can make the sort of final decision and say, hey, you know, we've done everything we can do. That's it. That's the buck stops there. Is it the sort of they're just making the most humane decision, or
I should hope so.
They're making in respects a decision based on two factors. Firstly, that the expensive and complex machinery to which the little boy is tied up to, and you can see the pictures all over the media if you've gone online and looked at this. So there's firstly a practical issue, but secondly they're saying, well, I mean, what's the point of keeping the little boy alive if we have no treatment in mind?
Right, so it's like a...
And so they're saying, here's a child who at 10 or 11 months has been extraordinarily brain damaged by this mitochondrial deficiency. And those that offer treatments in other parts of the world, well, exactly what are they offering? You know, it's not clear at all what they're offering. It does seem as though the British... I haven't checked in the course of the day, but I've been watching this one over the past few days. And I think the British Great Ormond Street Hospital is willing to keep him alive until he's moved overseas, if that's what they want, because it does seem a bit heartless But, I mean, initially they were actually refusing to assist in transferring overseas as well, on the basis that why was this a bit of British pride? You know, can anybody do better than we can do?
Right.
Or maybe it was simply that, in fact, like a lot of moral debates that when they start, they're not actually very focused debates. You know, that you're campaigning for a point of view.
Mm.
But unless you're offering for this child to live, I mean, you cannot keep it's one thing to keep an older person alive.
Right.
But a 10-month-old child, I mean, what is the prospect?
Right. I'm confused. Like, I know I understand what you're saying there, but isn't it just like a money thing? Like, can't you, if someone is in like a coma, can't you just leave them on a machine if you just throw sort of money at it and then...
Oh, yes. So, and they have done.
Right.
For a lengthy period. And I think they just want to know, well, are we obligated under law for this to carry on forever?
Hmm.
And the court has ruled that, in fact, if the hospital has done all within its power to keep the child, to bring about recovery to the child, and has failed, then as exists at the moment, I mean, this is where the issue gets very tricky.
Right.
Because although the mercy killing issue has been such a hot issue, I mean, of course, that's when steps are taken to bring life to an end. But you know, as reasonably well known, most hospitals will turn off things that keep people alive, and then the person has a chance to live if the body can survive without the machines, and then they will let it go. I think it does focus the emotional side of the right to live.
Right.
Because it's focused on a little child, and it's become, it would seem, a touchstone. Even though the child and his parents do not seem to be presenting it as a religious case, but rather as their desire to keep their child alive. Unfortunately, it's a tragic case, because the two parents were both carriers of the mitochondrial deficiency. I don't know quite how it operates. And I think normally it wouldn't be a dominant gene.
Right.
But in this very unusual case, the parents create an incompatibility of life. And yet the child is born, the child lives, but the child cannot live independently.
What happens now? Now, but what happens? Do we know? Like,
well,
are they going to take up like Trump's offer? Or
I think one of the American offers will be taken up, and I think the British probably are sufficiently embarrassed by the sense that they are heartless that they will let the child go overseas.
Well, I mean, Americans' health system is just a money thing. It's a business, so they're probably like, yep, we'll take that business, you know?
Oh, of course, like, of course.
It's not clear that they have any ability to deal
with the situation.
They're just buying time.
Yes, but if they do that, they have to, in effect...
But that's their right as well, right?
Not enforce the legal injunction that they've been given, that they can turn off the machine. So, I mean, this is the issue that interests me is when outsiders weigh into ethical puzzles, because they're emotional. So the Pope's reaction.
Everyone's trying to appear rad, eh? You know, like, oh, fuck, you know, it's all good. Well, it's not all good if you're on the ground dealing with this stuff. It's real easy to go.
No. And, of course, the thing is, it buoys the parents up fantastically to have this high-level support. And it's such a public case elsewhere in the world that they almost imagine that cures are available. And, well, I mean, we'll watch the story and see what happens, but I'm not terribly persuaded that there is an instant cure.
You can't fault the parents, can you? You know, like,
no,
it's too grunty. It's too grungy.
They've spent 10 months sitting beside the bedside of this little child. They've invested massive amounts into it. But can sort of fury and upset and longing bring about a change in the situation? And when will the money run out, as you say, for a very, very highly financed system in the States?
Right.
Which, I mean, presumably is wanting the £1.3 million that's been raised. They want their hands on that.
I tell you what, it's not for this small little radio segment to decide, that's for sure, Peter.
Let's give up our hands and say, let's hope somebody else can produce a solution.
Right on. Hey, thanks for that, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Excellent. See you. Bye.
Cheers, bud.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.